You're good, Paul.
We're in session.
Sorry.
Well, take what you need.
I didn't do anything yet, really. I was just detecting. That's the second part. I'll make a motion to approve the payables, the payroll, and I will approve the minutes because I did listen to them even though I was not here. You'll have to second.
Okay. Where am I done? What happened?
I see you corrected that. Oops, from last time, Nora, on payroll. Yes, I need to sign that. The auditors will be here Thursday, just so you know. Next Thursday. Oh. Are we able to have a meeting with them when they finish up, like we did last year?
I don't know if we will because she's fitnessing with Killington this year, so we'll see. But she'll be here Thursday. I don't know. If you're in town, I will call you if she gets ready to be done. But I've sent her most everything that she's asked for, so she's just coming in today. And we're back to the supervisor of the auditors committee because she's quicker in.
Okay, correspondence. We got the fire company here that needs an exemption. We need to make a motion on that.
Well, don't we need money next year? So should we make that?
I'm okay with that.
I guess I make a motion that the fire department be tax exempt for fiscal year 24-25.
So, okay, so we got the Board of Selectmen meeting with Sean Kamara, which I think we've already beat to death, I would say. Okay, we got a request for a bid request from Suburban Propane. We would like to express our interest in becoming a vendor for your town for the supply of propane, fuel oil, and kerosene.
Who do we currently have?
Haskins. I'm trying to think about it for a second. And then
Haskins. Last I knew, we were
yes.
We were paying 40 cents over rack.
Yes.
And we're happy with Haskins, right? Mm-hmm. I personally think we should stay where we are if we're happy with them because I know Suburban, you've got to watch them.
I'm not a real
not a fan
of Suburban.
Yep.
I've let that known up the street, but they're still there.
I know, but I watch their bills like a hawk because I have tied a couple times and had to call them.
Okay, we have a correspondence with Richard Amore. He says, we don't have to change anything on our village center designation. They are no longer required.
Huh? We used to have to file every year
yeah.
to do up our village designation. They're not making us do that anymore.
No, it's all.
Yeah, that's nice.
It's all good to go.
Okay.
Okay, we have an investigation here from Michaela Stickney on the HIP camp in Wells.
Yes, they're still looking into it.
I alerted the natural resources about potential wastewater issues and wastewater permitting is typically triggered at four or more campsites. I also wrote to the Rubinos asking for more information about construction of improvements to establish the campsites. They posted photos to Facebook on 7/14/24 that show a cleared campsite at the top of the knoll where it appears fill was added and or grading occurred to make level campsite. An ATV appears in one photo which indicates excess was created to the top of the knoll. This week I requested more information. And suggested they request a jurisdictional opinion from District 1 Act 250 office to see what, if permitting is required. You are also able to request a jurisdictional opinion on behalf of the top. That's about it. When John owned that, didn't he have that all already accessible right up to the top, Mara?
He did have a road to the top, yes.
I thought so.
But there was no sites or anything.
No.
Yes. There was a road to the top.
Okay. Lafayette Highway Specialties. They are going to put in guardrails for us up on Tadmor Road. And new steel beam guardrail with 8-foot steel post, $11,221.80.
Is this where we had the work done?
Anchor, yeah. Anchor for steel beam rail, $2,350. Traffic control by the town. If not, we'll contract with a flagging company of two flaggers at $51 an hour. Plus $150 a day for sign package. Dig safe by the town.
I have to let the guys know there's a tree down. There is a tree down the road. Oh, sounds like by here. Sounds like.
Told you. Sorry about it.
This proposal becomes void if not accepted within 30 days. So we got August 23rd-ish. So you want to accept this tonight or you want to have Don look it over? I'm good either way.
I think it came in a while ago, so I'm guessing he probably already looked at it.
July 24th.
He gave it to me, so he had looked at it.
Do you happen to say if he was okay with it?
He just handed it to us. He didn't say no. So.
Are they the only ones that do guardrails?
Yes.
Well, I guess we don't have any choice then.
How much emotion, Jimmy?
I suppose. I'll make a motion. Accept the bid for the guardrails from Lafayette for Tadmor Road.
Paul, will you second?
Second. Say 30th?
Yes.
Okay, that covers that. Okay. Tentative Planning Commission meeting agenda.
That's in there because that's where we heard about Eleanor's resignation. So we just put that in there so you see it. She hasn't sent.
We have not received any letters saying she's resigned from our planning commission. And I sent an email to her asking that if she was to submit us a letter or an email or something, and we have not received anything yet. So we can't do anything until we receive something.
Right. That's the one where I was going to dinner for my birthday, right?
Yes.
Okay, we have a customer notice. As part of its current approved multi-year regulation plan, GMP filed a request for a change in base rates to be reviewed by the Vermont Public Utility Commission for the period of October 1st, 2024 through September 30th, 2025. GMP is requesting approval for a 5.26% increase to base rate for an average residential customer using 550 kilowatts per month. This is about an additional $6 a month. The PUC and the Department of Public Service will review this request over the coming months.
Can you say we deny it?
They won't deny it.
They just keep going up and up and up.
And that takes care of the correspondence. Okay, want to beat on the transfer station?
I don't know if we really have. Is there any everything going well with the beginning of the new year? Is there anything we need to discuss or change?
Something over there. What do you want to bring up? We got the new signs coming in for the. I paid that bill tonight. That say form two lanes.
And I think we got the tire box. I believe.
Yes. I don't think there's anything else for the transfer station.
What sign?
It says form two lanes.
When I worked Wednesday, everybody had their stuff, so I didn't have any problems there.
And I know last time I talked to Dawn, it seemed like things were going fine. So I think people just needed to get used to the change. That's
I
all.
Think so. I think it's going fine so far.
Okay, good.
Okay, library floor.
Just update for our minutes that we've Saturday we had a bunch of volunteers that you were the one pretty much head up that came in and
we cleaned everything
helped
out,
clean it out
that we could.
Yeah, and I think Thursday or Friday they're going to plastic all the bookshelves and stuff to be ready for next week when the floor is to be done. And then when it's done, they're going to have to form another time to bring everything back in. Nora, did you get a certificate of insurance from that vendor?
Not yet. He did tell Don he was moving it. Oh, I'm sorry, I was graduating.
Yep.
is sending it to us, but we have not received it yet. But I will reach out to him again if I don't have
and,
it.
And you have a W-9 from him?
I do not have that yet.
So yeah, I would reach out for both if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Because he needs to have a 1099 at the end of the year. I believe he's not incorporated. Do you have to flag that in your system?
If they do.
I'm not sure.
Okay.
So that all sounds good.
Are we happy there?
Yeah.
Paving.
I was just wondering, I wasn't here at the last meeting, so it sounded like we're all set for East Wells. Did anything get cut or?
I think we're all set.
It was supposed to happen in July, but obviously that's not going to happen. So I know we're on the schedule, but I don't know when.
Do we happen to know if we reduced the amount we were originally going to do that we submitted for the grant, or if we're still going to just do the whole job, or
yeah, we're going to do it
the whole thing. Good. Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, fire department exemption. We already did that.
Yeah.
Guardrail on Tadmer. We did appointment to planning commission.
We can't do it until Eleanor submits a letter if she is.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
No. Sorry.
Of course.
I'm sorry. 1 second. I just want to make a motion to go into executive session for 1 minute for legal matters. So I got to pause this. So make a motion. We come back into session.
At 7:18.
Mm-hmm. The clock's wrong on this. I'll make a motion. We adjourn the meeting at 7:18. Paul, you second?
Okay.
All right, meeting adjourned. And the only one in attendance, just for the record, is Nora, Paul, and Tammy. for tonight's meeting. All right.